Blog Talk Radio.
It's just one of those days when you don't want to wake up. Everything is fucked, everybody sucks. You don't really know why, but you want to justify ripping someone's head off. No human contact, and if you interact, your life is on contract. Your best bet is to stay away, motherfucker. It's just one of those days.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers. Find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook.
All right, all right. Welcome to Wednesday night Grudge Inc. Radio. With Terry hosting, we're going to talk about a few things tonight. Actually, the biggest thing is going to be the Grudge Inc. I forget what we call it. Grudge Inc. No Class Playoffs. It's going to consist of, I think it's over 13 different tracks, or 13 different states, 20 different tracks, all in one day. And that's going to happen on May 31st. First off, I'd like everyone to take a moment of silence. We lost a fellow racer this past weekend in Florida. Let's take a moment of silence. All right. I'm going to go ahead and open a mic. Go ahead and hit the one button, guys. I'll get this... party going. 773-7115. Who's this?
What's going on, Terry? This kid in Chicago. How you doing?
Kid, how's it going?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. Yeah, I
pretty
would
good.
Like to, pretty good. I'd like to give the 901 boys out of Memphis a shout out and our condolences to Mr. Bobby Cole. He lost his son earlier today and I'd like to pass on our condolences and
okay.
Have a moment of silence.
All right. All right, kid.
All right.
Thanks for that. Yeah,
yep.
I didn't know that. Just call me, too.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't say nothing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He, I talked to him earlier this morning. Yep.
Uh-huh.
I was kind of
okay.
Sad. Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But things are going pretty good.
Yeah.
How about yourself?
Getting there, trying to, I got work tonight and got up early, trying to do this, take care of some of this, you know, northern part of the shootout, I guess we're going to have, not shootout, playoff.
Playoffs, yeah.
Playoffs, what do you think about it?
Yeah, I was talking with Jay the other day. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I'm all for all kind of playoffs. I don't give a shit whether it's basketball, baseball. I'm all for playoffs.
Anything we could bet on, huh?
We got that right.
Anything we could bet on. I'm hearing they're looking for somewhere around 200 cars.
Yeah,
all
200
on
cars.
Tires.
Tires.
Yeah, the second round, after the first round, I'm thinking, you know, we'll have all the cars and we could put some sort of ladder together. You know what
right,
I mean? Get a ladder going between everybody.
There you go. Because
basically
after the first round, if you got 200 cars, it will definitely be cut in half, so you're down to 100.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Let me go ahead and open some of these mics.
Yep, go right ahead. I'm on mute.
Big Wayne, your mic's open.
What's going on, Terry?
Big Wayne, what's the word?
What happened, Wayne?
What's happening, kid? You all right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What's another... prayer to Witt and the family down in Florida. You know, tough weekend racing this week, I see.
Oh, yeah. That's what I heard.
Yeah.
so.
And looking forward to this Grudge Bowl, man. I kind of wasn't feeling at first, but it's growing on me now. You know what I mean? Now that
yeah.
I look at the big picture, yeah. I think this might be all right.
And there's going to be two different classes now.
Right. Well, you know what I'm going to be.
Yeah, there's going to be the big boys and the small block boys. Small blocks on 28s, from what I understand. So,
right.
Not for
well,
sure
yeah,
on all the on all the steps on the 28s yet.
Yeah, John will give me my money now.
Just write the check to you.
That's right.
Big Vic, your mic's open.
What's going on, Terry?
What's going on?
Hey, everybody, slow motion, man.
Slow motion. You better get in fast motion. I mean, it's going to be summertime here soon.
Yeah, I'm wishing that come on and get on in here because I'm ready for it.
I think we all are.
Yeah. Hey, I saw on a website, I don't know if anybody else seen it, but it was a posting about the Onondaga track.
Yeah.
Not opening this year. You heard anything about
that? You know
what
I heard? I heard that was wrong. I maybe Wayne can say something a little more because he's from Michigan, but I heard it's just some neighbors trying to shut it down.
Right.
Already?
Oh, yeah. It's what there was a post on Facebook about it.
Damn.
Yeah. It was
I heard it was fake also, so.
Yeah.
Fake.
Yeah. Yeah, I just heard it was some neighbors trying to start some trouble.
Okay.
You know, you figure that track's been down for how many years, you go ahead and build a house next to it, and it opens up, what are you going to do?
Right.
You know, if you ain't a racer, you don't want them there.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
So, let me open this other mic here. 773-4309. Who's this?
Good grief, Terry. You know everybody except for Big Will, huh?
Big Will. I don't have your... Nothing much. What's your thoughts on this Grudge Bowl?
Now, I'm like Wayne. I wasn't feeling it at first, but it sounds like it's pretty cool. What's up, Wayne? What's up, Big?
What's up, Big Will?
The
ring
is that child?
Big Will.
What's happening, Big Will? It's almost that time, Vic. I can smell it.
Well, yeah, you ain't the only one. I ain't saw my car in about 7 months. I went and looked at it Sunday.
we went to the track Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
How'd that go?
It wasn't nothing much, but it was something. It was something better than nothing, sitting around the crib doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Right. Where y'all go, to 41?
Yep.
Did you watch
your car out, Will?
Huh?
Will, you took your car out?
No. I ain't do nothing. Go out there spectating. We heard little Tony was in town, supposed to be running skiing. We got up to the track. Skiing had two cars there, but as soon as we pulled in, he pulled out. He said he was just shaking it down, I think. I think little Tony and them were supposed to run on the street, really, though. So, but I don't know what went down.
I don't know. Sunday night show, it sounded like I heard Big Wayne in the background somewhere. Some private location.
That was my comrades. They was, like you say, secret location.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was a secret location on this, too, because Skin and them wouldn't tell me nothing, so I just left it alone. Stayed out there, watched a few street cars make some shakedown. That was pretty cool for me.
Yeah. Yep. Well, Wayne, you want to tell everybody about your show real quick while you're on here?
We'll get that
out of the way.
Yeah. May 3rd, Mile in Michigan. We got the Grudge Inc. belts going up. We have a 28 and 29 inch tire shootout. It's building up a lot of steam. I mean, we got like maybe 10 or 12 races already locked in. You got me and Kimo. You got me and Johnny Quick. You got Johnny Quick and Dom, the Executioner. You got Drew and Street King. And
who Who's Drew? What? Hank? Drew Drive Street King? Who's that?
No, Drew Racing Street King. Drew out with the Regulators, that blue Mustang.
Oh, okay.
Kind of remind you of Johnny Quick car.
Yep.
Yeah. About 10 races. I got a list of them. I just ain't got it in front of me because I ain't at home right now. But I think we're going to have a pretty nice show, Terry. You know, so we're going to see what happens.
That's good. Good. I don't think anything else is coming up anytime soon for, I think that's just the next Grudge Inc. show, right? I know Tony Wright just had a race this weekend, but I haven't heard anything back. I haven't heard any races that went down for that. So
yeah, I can't wait. We had a nice crowd last year. We're going to try to build on that and see what happens, man. See the thing get bigger and bigger every year.
Yep. And now what
hey,
is...
Big Wheel, I was just messing with Wayne. When I come over there to get something to eat, you make sure you don't turn around and turn your back, mug.
Hey. I'm going to see if I can top that good old chicken. You'll be fine.
you need to let me come down there and fry for you, goddamn. Let me get busy.
Hey, you know what? That's one thing about them. They're a little funny with the food. So, you know, you can cook food, but you can't sell it. I mean, you can give it away all day long. You just can't sell it.
Okay.
Can't let them catch you selling it.
Right. All right. Well, you're just messing with your partner.
Hey, only thing, if I try, I think I'm going to cook it a little faster than you, though.
Hey, I had a nice crowd waiting on it, God dang it.
Hey, they say you can't rush perfection, so I ain't mad at you.
There you go, partner.
Hey, Will, I'll have to get a hold of you. We might be able to work something out.
Okay. I was going to call you a minute ago because the show hadn't started. Where you at?
Yeah,
I'm going to wake you up.
When I did it, yeah, I'm lucky you did. And so let me open this next mic. Oh, man, we got an out-of-state caller.
Hey, open up 5133, too.
Okay, hang on. Let me look for it. G-Shot. Your mic's open.
What's up, Terry?
Oh, man. What's going on, G-Shot?
The one and
What's
only.
Up, G-Shot?
Hey, Will, what was that number?
5133.
I see it.
What's happening?
Who's that?
What's happening, G-Shot?
That's Sleepy.
Oh, not much, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not. Hey, Terry.
Sleepy, your mic's open.
Hey, Terry.
What's up?
Won't you tell the people on here a little bit about the playoff thing? I don't even know nothing about it.
Yeah, I was trying to stall a little bit of time. That way I can get some people on here because I got a late start.
All right. That's cool.
You know, the show's almost full right now.
I don't even really know what's going on. So.
I see Whit down there in the bushes. Whit trying to listen in all this northern stuff.
Hey, don't mess with my chief. Now you know I'm 901 by Chicago way. So,
Grudge Racer here, right there, Whit. Hey, I hear Jolly Rancher is 9-1 so far this year.
That's what I heard too.
That's getting busy, buddy. Early in the season,
they are racing already. I mean, what is it? Yeah, it's the beginning of April. 3 months. You got 10 races in already. Small block on 28th, right?
Well, I don't know if he counted them ones. He might be counting them ones. He was down there. I mean, he whooped one guy, I think, about 4 or 5 times. So, man,
hey, a win's a win.
Him. Man, he
I don't care if he beats them 10 times in a day. It's 10 wins.
So, well, I witnessed 4 or 5 of them when we were down in Mississippi.
Uh huh. Here you go. Wayne got some action, I guess, huh?
Wayne's going to bring the noise.
Wayne and Jolly Rancher, do I hear that coming soon?
Hey, I just got back in the craft pharmacy. Yep. Jolly Rancher coming on up, and Wayne's going to make the trip, and we have 2 other people, but I just don't want to say to us confirmed.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yep, got to make sure they're
coming. I want everybody to help me out to send Wayne home with his ass red.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess we can go ahead and start talking about this Grudge Bowl. Anyone, if you want your mic open, press the 1 button. That way, if you got any questions. Oh, also, too, I think, I don't know if Wayne knows yet, but we will be starting a Grudge Inc. board for the Midwest to keep all of the racers updated on lockup races and, you know, wins, losses, and everything. It's going to be a kind of a Midwest thing, and I think Wayne and I will be administrators. Wayne, you know about that yet?
I do not.
But we just want to give everyone the recognition they deserve. I mean, you win a race, you know. We want to hear about it and see it, video, whatever.
Yeah.
So even the even the slow guys.
Yeah.
Slow guys, whatever, it don't matter.
Yeah, so, I think that's a good idea, Terry, because a quarter of the year gone and we just getting started, you know, so it's hard for us to keep pace with the boys down south, you know what I mean? So,
yep.
You know.
Yeah. It's even harder. This winter's hard. I can even see why Witt hasn't got much going on. You know what I mean? It's Memphis, even Memphis and all that down there. I mean, it's been crazy winter.
Milo was scheduled to open up this weekend. I think they pushed it back to the 19th because, it's just taking that long for the ground to dry out and thaw out and dry out, man. This was a rough winter, rough
yeah.
one.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Well, let's get talking about this playoff. From what I understand, it is going to be on May 31st. 13 states, over 20 tracks so far. The rules are going to be small tire racing. A and B race or whatever. One shootout's going to be any power adder. Boosted cars have to be on 28s. Correct, Wick? Or not, Wick? Wayne? Or did we say
yeah,
29? Or did we say a 29 W10-5? And
no,
anyone 28
to boost the car.
No, I thought we said we were gonna leave
it up to the driver, right?
Yeah. And if you come on a 28 and the other guy on a 29, you get the lane choice.
Exactly. The biggest tire you can run is a 29-5 10-5 W. Anyone can run it. You can have any power adder. No drag radials allowed. Now, if you pull up next to somebody with a 29 and you got a 28, you automatically get lane choice. It's going to be stock style front suspension. No chassis cars whatsoever. No wheelie bars. And I think that's about it. And then the other shootout, that'll start May 31st. That'll start. Then we'll take the top. What's that?
Terry, if you're on 29s, I'm pretty sure it's only one carburetor.
No. We changed that today.
Oh, you changed? Okay.
Yeah, there was a conference call today. I went through all the rules. Maybe I can get Jay Barnes on here and verify everything. But I'm pretty sure it was 29, 10, 5, W, and if you pull it or smaller. No 315s. It's going to be in all the different states. And then the top four from every track will go to the next round. And I think that'll be sometime late June, July or so. And we're talking about having the finals at Z-Max Raceway for Cole Killer's race. Right now, they're talking to Z-Max. It's not 100% yet, but that's what they're doing. That's what the talk is right now.
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yeah, I've never been there. What about you?
Oh, yeah, it's a hell of a track. Especially when they run the four wide.
Yeah.
Yep, state of the art. It's like 6-6 almost.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Let me see if I can get Jay on. Hold the show down. It's free entry. It is free entry.
You have to be chosen or?
No, it's anybody. You just, we'll get a list of tracks up here real soon. And if you fit the criteria, you can go to a track. Go whatever track it's at. We're going to take the top four of every track. I mean, this is for everybody. If you got a car in 26s and you think you can win that shootout that day, go to it.
Hey, G-Shot, anybody with nuts?
Yeah. Hey, kid, hold the show down. Let me call Jay, okay?
Oh, okay then. Okay. What's been happening, G?
Shoot, none at all, man. Just been working on an old car.
I heard that. Bobby made it home.
Did he?
Yep.
That's cool. I talked to Nuck yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
He told me Bobby made it home and then he lost
his son Ding Ding this morning.
Wow.
He was in a car accident.
Oh my goodness, no.
Yep. That's sad.
The young boy.
Yep, the youngest.
Yeah,
Ding.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
I remember when he run around like 8 years old, man. Yeah, so do I.
The funniest thing I remember about Ding Ding was Bobby and them came up here to race Skin, and Skin them was out on 159th, and they had the car back up in the garage, right? So they didn't want to look up under the hood. So somehow Ding Ding went in there, sneaked in there, and was taking pictures of the car and shit, and up all up under the hood, and came back out, slipped back out, and they never even knew it. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, man, that's pretty bad, man. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's sad, man. I didn't know that.
Yeah, man, I remember this morning, Will.
We was at the Fat Tuesdays 1 year, and they was cooking them crawfish.
Right.
And Ding Ding was walking around with plates full of them, just throwing them on the ground. I'm like, dude, man, why are you wasting all that food? He was like, hey, it's food. Somebody going to eat it. I say, who's going to eat it off the ground? He's like, he just walked around taking a little piece all the way up and throw the rest on the ground. I'm like, wow.
Yep.
Yeah, that's sad, man.
Man, y'all talking about that kid about 16 or 17 now.
He would have been about 20.
Yeah, about 20, 21, man, probably.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make sure I'm talking about the right kid, man. I remember when he was young. You know, I've been going down there about 8-9 years. Little nice-looking kid, clean cut.
Yep.
Oh, man.
That was him.
Yep.
Oh, my.
Always had a DNA chip, though, no matter what. No
right,
matter what, he had
a DNA
shirt on.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. That is sad.
What happened?
Yeah, he was in a car accident.
Who's that?
Ding Ding, Bobby Cole's son.
Oh, really? Wow, yep. That sucks.
Oh, my goodness.
Jay Barnes had one answer the phone.
Bobby just got home. Never got a chance to see him.
That is wow.
Sister B supposed to be home next month.
Yeah, hopefully. Oh, well, Terry, you back. You can carry on. Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, okay.
Terry might have went back over to try to catch Jay again.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all done blew me away with that.
Yeah, well, that's rough.
Man,
like
that's
I said,
rough.
Bobby had just come home yesterday. About 20.
You sit around here complaining about this, that, and other, arguing about dumb stuff. When something like that happens, you can put it back in perspective, man. That's what's important.
Right.
Yep.
Man, that is so sad.
Kevin Rice, your mic is open.
Hey, what's happening, guys?
How's it going?
What's happening,
Vic? Hey, Vic, everybody, what's happening? My condolences out to Bobby Cole and his family. I ain't seen him in a long time, but he was always good people, so I know his family was good, too.
Jay Barnes, your mic's open.
Yep. I hate to hear anytime somebody, you know, something like that happens. So, I give my condolences and also, you know, I guess whatever we need to do or what we can do, we need to try to do to help them out. You know, it ain't no real help for a situation like that.
Yep.
But you know how, that's just one of them things. I guess that's just so heartbreaking. You can't deal with it. You know, I can't. I know I can't.
Mm-hmm.
That I didn't mean to. Go ahead.
Hey, Terry.
Yeah.
Hey, this Super Bowl of grudge racing.
Uh-huh. Oh, it's not a Super Bowl. We're going to do a playoff.
Okay, the playoff.
Playoffs.
You said that's everybody?
Anybody can get in as long as you're on a 29-5, 10-5, W or smaller.
So it's
a grudge car. It cannot be a class car.
Well, that's all fine and dandy.
Right.
But it's got to be on a smaller tire.
Right.
It's got to be on a 29, and that's it. So it really
yes.
is for everybody.
Well, yeah.
So I guess my question is to help me out for the year and for what's happening.
Uh-huh.
Is there going to be anything for a taller tire than a 29? Or is grudge racing just turned into 29s and 28s and forget about everything else?
No. I told you I'd get you action every day of the month as soon as the car is done.
Yeah, but I don't have to run the damn Pro Mod.
No, I know.
You know what
no,
I mean?
No, there's back half cars out there.
You know, but I'm saying, is it even wise to come up to Michigan on a grudge event? I mean, is there a chance of getting action? Or, you know, are we just better off, you know, swinging from the porch?
Yeah.
You know, that's what I don't know. I mean, grudge racing, where it comes from, where I come from, you know, and it's the same place that you come from and a lot of the other guys come from was the streets of Chicago. That was Roma Tubrunga. I hope you brought it up. You got to be on a 28 and you got to be on a 29. And, you know, if you got this, you know, I mean, granted, everybody was always crying for a spot, but, you know.
Yeah.
But this was so, I mean, I hear you guys laughing. You don't know. True.
No. Let me try this. You can, okay. Oh, let me
hey.
Ask. Okay. He want action. What kind? How is shit? I'm not familiar with
Hey, Jay, you know who that is. That's your boy, Race Engineering.
Mr. J, that's not what
man,
I
Man, Richard man, he got the baddest car in the country, man. The best built car in the country. I'm going to say it that way. The best built
that's
country.
Not, what I'm saying is the events that are happening and going on, there will be action there, right? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let me add to this. Let me add to this a little bit.
I'm not asking
Kevin.
For action right now. I'm asking, you know, when we go, I mean, is it worth it for us to make the trip out there, I guess is what I'm saying.
Oh,
I will make it worth your trip before we go.
I don't want to drive out, you know.
But let me tell you this. The only reason that it's a lot more small tie cars, and a lot of times it's hard to get a lot of the big tie cars to come all together at the same time.
Okay.
Just because there's so many. But there are big tie cars that are raced.
Well,
and they don't mind locking in. You know, they don't mind locking in. It's just not enough of them to try to get them to all come, you know, on the same day, same time.
All right. That's kind of what I was wondering about. That's good.
I know Big Vic called me, and Big Vic said, you got action every day of the week. You know, that's just what he said. He said he don't give a shit about Race Engineering's Nova.
Vic knows where I am. Vic ain't that far from me. He knows where I am if you want to do something.
And there's another car, you know, out of Texas that, you know, that's saying, you know, hey, that's doing the same thing you said. They waiting on somebody to step up.
Right. That's something bird, man.
Yeah, bird man.
Bird blue or something. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Birdman. I mean, it's a lot of guys out there now.
Yeah, Birdman, that's it. Yep. Well, like I said, we got to test a little bit, but, you know, I'm sure we can run Friday night. Huh?
We can run Friday night.
F41.
What'd you do, yep. Get a new pair of Teds or something? Huh? You got a new pair of Teds shoes or what, Vic?
All right, I'm ready to go Friday night.
You're going to run Friday night. You're going to put your Teds on and we're going to go, huh?
That's right. And Pro Tree, Friday night at 41.
I'm sorry. Sorry, Jack. The only thing that I take down there is maybe my wife's car, so.
Oh, okay. Well, I was talking about running my excursion.
Oh,
that'll
your
work.
Excursion? Yeah, we can do that against the wife's car. That'd be all right.
You got a big tie on there. You got some 22s.
Hey.
We're the B-team.
We got some 38. All terrain.
That's what we were thinking about doing, too. Put some 22s and some radials on. I think that Nova looked pretty damn cute like that, don't you?
It probably would.
Yeah, uh-huh. It seemed to be that's the way everybody want to go, is like with radio, so.
All right, Jay, let's talk about this. Everyone's got questions about this playoff.
Okay.
Let's get going.
All right. Let's kick it off. You kick it off first.
Well, I told him, did you write all the rules down earlier?
I did.
Was it anything on 29's W's? Or did a boosted car have to be on 28's or what?
Well, this is the thing. We're putting the rules together. So
After
the first meeting, things have changed. Nothing is in concrete at the moment because we're trying to make sure that we get everybody to be able to be at their best, not limiting. If the baddest man in the country sits on 28 or 26s, then that's just what it is. You know, we're trying not to limit nobody. We want everybody to come according to what they think they are better at. So as we speak, and it's a little more work to be done, and what we call, we got two categories. Category one is a small block, nicest. And you know the typical stipulation, no wheelie bars, stock style front suspension, flicks only. You did flicks only, and you can run anything from a 29W down to a 28.5. A 29.5W down to a 28. So anything in between. And the way we got it set up now, if both cars are on the same tire, higher, they flip for lane choice. If a car shows up with a 29 and one has a 28, the 28 get lane choice. The smaller tire get lane choice. And, you know, that's category one. Category two is any power adder, and it also no wheelie bars, stock style front suspension, and and you can run the same tire, anything from a 28 all the way up to a 29 in 5W. And same rule applies. Smaller tire, get lane choice. Now, this, you know, it's a playoff. But at each event, grudge racing is allowed where you can call out your man according to whatever you want, whatever he has. No, this is the playoff. So each event will have grudge racing. Each event, you can still lock in any man you want, how you want it. It does not change that. And as always, grudge racing is the primary thing that we do. So you all, when it's a grudge race, you always come to the front of the line. So how about that, Terry? Did that get it so far at this point?
That sounds good so far.
And
hey, Jay, I got a question.
Okay.
What about when, you know, it's going to be a couple of guys, heavy hitters there. What about nobody calling out those guys? How you settle that up?
Then we just we'll just draw a hat.
Oh, no, we pull a name, you know. You're going to get who you get.
Oh, you pull a name, you're saying?
Yeah.
You got
to know somebody. Yeah, you got to get somebody. Everybody got to race. Now, if two people pair up, that's no issue. But
right.
it's preferred if every man just pair up. But you know, in a default situation, you know, everybody got to go down there beside somebody.
Right. Well, I figured that. You know, I was just asking how you gonna do it.
Yeah, we hope we have 16 cars and every man grab their man and to the lanes they go.
So the winner of each shootout is going to run in a shootout at the end of the year? Is that what you're saying?
No, we're going to take the top four from every shootout, and it'll go. Then we'll have another shootout, correct?
Yeah. What we'll do, we'll have – this first shootout is right now is about 20 tracks from around the country. When this playoff is over, that will be a winner who get paid. But the top four cars will advance to the next round of the playoff, and that will be four races, one in each division. And when all those cars come together, again, you know, and I don't know what the exact number, but based on how many people advance that round, then those people will win the money and then advance to the finals. In the finals, you know, we are planning to have a VMAX Dragway on October the 19th, October 18th, 2014, and we're racing four wide.
And what, Jay, what kind of money is paid out from the first event?
The first event is Category 1, and this is a bottom-line stipulation. Let me tell you this. This is the least it will pay, because let me tell you how this thing is set up. It's set up where there's promoters at each event. Like, for an example, I'll just give you an example. At Hattiesburg, is Eyes and Malcolm Story. It's the promoters that's putting that event. The bottom, the least the payout can be is $1,000 for Category 1 and $2,000 for Category 2. It can be bigger, but we created a standard where that's the least it can be.
And at VMAX, how much you think it's going to pay?
On the finals, I'm sure, you know, again, we need the participation. If everything goes well, we want to keep it up, both classes together, up around 20,000 to 25,000.
Oh, let me go to working on my car. Good grief. There you go. All
right. Yep.
And what we're doing, we just basically, as we move it forward, you know, we're building up the pot so that at the finals, when the person has been crowned as the baddest in the nation, you know, he'll pick up I don't know. We haven't completed this vote, and everybody that's participating will be voting with it. And y'all forgive me because I got my grandkids with me. But what we're going to do is, just for an example, what I'm shooting for is Category 2 will be a $15,000 payout. Maybe $7,000 to the winner, $10,000 to the winner, and break those up and, you know, first or second or something like that. Or we can give it all to one winner.
So
you're not on my hand, are you? Y'all hold on one second.
So if you show up at one of the events and you're one of the top four, you're automatically at the VMAX at the end of the year? That's going, or?
Oh, someone's in trouble.
But, man.
Okay, now what y'all say?
Man, you're beating them kids, ain't you?
I would say, if you win one of the events, or if you're in the top four at one of the events, are you automatically for the VMAX? You got to keep going to different
No, there'll
tracks.
Be one more.
Okay.
We'll have one more elimination sometime probably in July.
So you have two eliminations in the finals or the
exactly.
VMAX or whatever. So how many cars will actually be racing at the Z-Max race?
I don't one really
From
knows yet.
True.
I mean, it just depends how many car, you know what I mean, how many tracks we have, how many states, divisions, everything.
What was the question, Terry? I had to deal with that real quick.
Sounds complicated. I think it's way over my head.
well, the key thing is the first round is May the 31st, you know. And we got promoters and everybody has come together to try to make this thing happen. And we're trying to push it where, you know, it's going to happen. It's going to demand mainstream attention when something this major kick off. And you'll get a chance to see some of the stuff that's going to happen. So it's some major stuff that's coming about. So we're going to get mainstream to participation.
Where's the first round at?
See, it's still hard. The first round will be May the 31st, and we're putting all the tracks together now. We'll put all the tracks out. Right now we've got about 15 tracks. We're trying to, hopefully we'll end up with 20 tracks, and so that everybody have a track, you know, close by.
G-Shot, you probably should talk to Jay, give him a call sometime.
All right.
That's G-Shot?
Yes, G-Shot.
Yeah. Okay. G-Shot, what's going on, man? I couldn't catch your voice. Sorry about that. But G-Shot, yeah, call me so we can get something worked out, okay?
All right.
So do all everybody right. seem to get an understanding of how it works?
No, but I'm still working on my car. I want to get that 25. I don't care. I had one, Jay. I just want to be in the mix with it. Well, I'm going
will
to get somebody's car.
To get that 25,
right,
we better be ready by May 31st.
That's right, right. I'm campaigning with Terry or somebody. 911 boys or somebody, God dang it. I want ends on it.
That's one thing. Now, yeah, you got to be in by the 31st. You can't get in after that date. You know, you can only advance from the 31st. You can only advance. So you got to get in on the 31st to be able to make it to Z-Max.
So you're going to have several different races at several different tracks on the 31st.
Right.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we'll have, our goal is to have 20 races around the country on May 31st.
Let me open this mic. 708-4697, who's this?
Hey, what's up, Terry? This is Mouse.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing much. Hey, I got a couple questions about that race.
Go ahead.
How many cars are going to be left at the end of the first round?
Four cars from each race.
Okay, so and you said there's a race after that in between the three races total.
Uh-huh.
So the second one, is it going to be at the, like say, like Jay said, the race is going to be at Hattiesburg. Those four cars are going to come back to the next race? Is it going to be at the same track at Hattiesburg? You know, for everybody? The first and second round, the same track?
I think it's... Jay got a lot of background noise. They're going to take four cars, and then after the first round, we'll decide on what tracks we're going to go to next round.
Quiet. Oh, okay. So, I mean,
yeah.
Is it going to at least be in the same state?
It'll be in a... I'm sure it won't be spread out as much as the first one because it'll be, you know, less cars. But it'll be in an area.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, like us, Michigan and Illinois will probably do second round. Or
okay.
Something like
okay.
That. You know what I mean? Something.
So
it'll be probably split up in divisions.
So okay. The second round will be just the top four from the different tracks of the first round, right?
Exactly. Yep.
All right.
And that's
so
just...
that means...
go ahead.
Now that second race, so there's only going to be two races.
What do you mean, two races?
Right.
No, because you'll take probably four cars from Michigan, four cars from Indiana, four cars from Wisconsin.
Oh, okay.
Four cars.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So it's got 80 cars to eliminate for the next round. How many cars are you picking out of that? Two cars or the single winner from each round?
I think it's four from each round.
The second round as well, right?
Yep.
So now that's 16. So them 16 going to shoot it out?
At Z-Max?
Correct.
Right. I'm sure there will be more than 16 at Z-Max. But.
Well, let me see now. You said it's only going to be three races. I mean, three tracks on the second round, right?
No. I was just saying in this area. You know what I mean? Who said three tracks?
No, someone said something like that the other night. I know you all had a meeting trying to clarify it. But
yeah,
I know after
after
the first round, it's going to be 80 cars. And the first round is going to be 20 tracks. The second round, you don't know how many tracks it's going to be?
No, we haven't decided that yet.
Okay, I understand.
Yeah. We're just trying to get through the first one. You know what I mean? And then get all the cars together, get all the names, everything down, and then go from there.
Okay.
Now for all, there's a payout for the second one too?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
At least the minimum is $1,000 for what else?
I think Jay said a minimum $1,000 for the small block and $2,000 for the other class.
Right.
Now that would be like $1,000 split between maybe eight cars.
No, it'd be go to the winner.
But there's no winner at the first one. You said there's going to be four cars, and then the second one.
Oh, we're
going to
go
till
the final car. We're going to go till the winner, till we find a winner.
Right.
The winner will get the money, and we'll take
four.
Right.
But
four
no, if I'm talking about the first round and the second round.
Right. But you're still taking the top four and moving and advancing them, but it will be a number one winner from that particular race. But
right.
The top four would move on.
Yep.
Give it another shot.
You know, it may be.
Oh, so you're not just going to go till four people are left and stop.
No.
It's just
going
to be the last four
right.
that were standing.
Yes.
Right, exactly.
Okay, I got you.
Right, so those top four still have a chance of being number one at the very end.
Yeah, hey, you know what's a good thing,
cool.
too, that I just thought of? I wonder if we take number one and put him against number four, number two against number three.
In the second round?
In the second round.
Yeah, that might be pretty good.
That might be pretty cool.
You know, isn't that how they do it in basketball and football?
Yeah. I thought the NHRA would do it.
Yeah, in qualifying, yeah.
You know.
Terry, you standing up?
What's that?
I asked you where you're standing up because you're thinking on your feet, look like. And normally I have to see you sitting down to do that, so I don't know. I'm pretty impressed.
Hey, thanks, Will. So, oh, yeah. So that might be good, too. That way we have seeds, 1, 2, 3, and 4 seed out of each division.
Right.
And then that's how we can make our bowl. We got to make our, what do they call them, papers or whatever?
Our ladder.
The ladder for $5. $5, you know, everyone pitches in or different divisions and we all, you know what I mean? When we go to a track,
run
pick
a pool.
Yep, run a pool.
I think we'll start a pool to see. If we're projecting to get at least 200 cars in the first round, I'm saying who's going to make it out of 200 cars? What 80 is going to make it? What 80 is going to make it to the second round?
Right. So, all you guys, I mean, everyone on the line, I mean, if you're interested and you think you're going to be in it, either start texting myself, Jay Barnes, whoever. That way we can start getting the list together too.
And all of this, if you know you're going to be in it, we need your email address so that we can send. We need all the players to understand how it works.
Yeah.
When we talk about stuff on the radio shows, we skip, we jump, you know, people, you know, we get sidetracked. If you know you're in it, we need your email so we can send you all the information so that you will make sure you got it.
Yep.
So even if you think you're going to be in it, We need a way to contact, but we're going to be sending this stuff out to make sure, you know, that everybody's on board and got a full understanding of what's going on.
Yep. I'm sure within the next couple of days we'll have, you know, the tracks and states and, you know, the rules for sure 100% locked down, right?
Yeah. We got, as we speak, and we got, that's another thing that's what's happening. Y'all will hear these rules change a little bit more because as with 60 days to go, we're kind of running and gunning. We're putting it together and moving forward at the same time. So as we have these meetings and talk about things, make you know, decisions to make stuff happen. So, you know, but the goal is to make it broad enough where everybody can get in. And so, you know, that's what we're doing. We're trying to push it where everybody's in. And all the playoffs are free entry. So it's a free entry bid that you can advance, you know. And the total payout based on what we have right now, based on the participation that you think you got, is $101,000.
Well, Jake, I think it's a good idea to try to discuss it over these shows. Because then more input, you know, we can sort of work out problems as we go. But I tell you right now, Terry, you see Biz's name come up or if you see Timo's name come up, keep their mic muted. We won't be able to talk about nothing.
I think they got kind of a love thing going on, kind of sounds like lately.
Yeah. Love-hate relationship.
So,
but I want them two boys to keep it racing. I know that.
Yeah.
And let me add something else. We also, we're seeking, you know, this thing. When we get the Z-Max, hold on, I got to whoop some children now. They're jumping in my bed.
Please.
Stop jumping.
Get them one for me, too.
Yeah.
I suggest you use a nightstick.
But let me tell you this, too. As we have talked to Z-Mac, I've never been to Z-Mac, and what we're going to need, some officials because they, from my understanding, I can assume this place is real big. I've never been there.
Oh, yeah.
They want, you know, we got to have people we got to have people. Hold on.
I see he ain't using the nightstick.
Hey, let me open these mics real quick.
Okay, go ahead.
313-4595. Okay. Go ahead, mute your mic. 708-1378.
Yes, sir.
Doug
Good
Way.
Evening. Yes.
All right. We're just talking about the...
The playoff thing. What kind of rear suspension are you guys talking about? Stock?
Nope. Any style rear suspension.
Just... You need to limit it to a 10-inch tire, that's it.
Yes.
No W's, 29.5 or 28, that's it. You guys, you can't bump a guy that can't run a W or a 29 and try to compete with him, a guy on a 29W with a four link on a guy with a stock-style rear suspension. Lane choice ain't enough handicap for the guy. Either put them all on one tire and one tire only, or limit to no non-Ws.
Well, there's suggestion too.
Well, what we've been doing,
to talk about.
We have changed. Things have changed now, and we got some more meetings. But let me tell you what, we had it structured pretty well, we thought. We had it structured pretty well, but what happened was, if people were saying if this is going to determine the baddest car in the country, how can you say he the baddest if the man who normally would want a 29W, if you make him put a 28 on? Now, I'm just telling you, this was some of the discussions that we had, and people were saying let everybody come. The best of their ability. So if a man shows up with a 28-inch tire, he feels as though that's the best he can be. And let him run the other man at his very best. Because our goal is to pick, you know, as they said, there can only be one. So each man has the option to show up at his best. And we won't make a man not be at his best just so another man can be at his best. We want all of them to show up at their best. And so that's how it kind of changed. And what you were saying is, you know, that one man can't compete against another, but each racer has to come to the best of his ability. Whatever he thinks he's the best, his best setup is, that's what he can bring.
I got you.
Plus, there is no entry fee. It's a free entry. So it's not like the car, you know, or driver has anything to lose.
Right.
You're giving it your best shot, so, yeah.
Yeah, you're giving it your best shot.
Correct. I understand your point there.
Yeah.
If you don't have enough, then you don't have enough. And
right.
We can live with that. You know, that's...
Right. One thing everybody knows, you can't please everyone. So you just try to put together a base and try to let them go for what they know, you know.
Yeah. There are a lot of cars that can't run a 29.
Yep.
You know, that they couldn't run a 20, that are set up for a 28.
Now
him at his best, he's trying to compete against a guy on a 29W at his best. You know,
right.
And then if he ain't got enough, then I guess, you know, he don't make it, or maybe he's one of the four finalists. But you know, in the long run, he may be a grudge car, but in the long run, at one point, he's outgunned.
Yeah. And which everybody is here and there. So before you know it, you know, unless you get in the top or the best or the biggest of everything, you know, you might you end up in those situations. So it is what it is, and like I said, it's a free race, so just give it your best shot and see if you got enough.
And let me add this too. You know, a lot of those big cars on the first 200 on these first races, a lot of those cars at some of these tracks cannot put down all the power.
Yeah, that's right.
A lot of them will blow the tires, and cars that we think gonna make it is gonna get put out. So it's not just a race for who got the biggest, most horsepower on the biggest tire. He still got to get it down a variety of tracks, you know.
Right.
So it's gonna be some skill involved.
Jay, if you can't whoop nobody, go in the bathroom or something. This man ain't doing nothing over here talking about he finna whoop somebody. He ain't being nothing. Them kids running over that mug.
Hey, you know when you got Jay on the phone, you either got the grandkids in the background or he's eating chicken or pork chops.
Yeah, something.
One of the two.
I'm trying to get him in the bathroom. No kids and no chicken in there, at least. I hope no chicken.
Yeah. It'd be bad when you hear
day,
him. Hey, he might be eating some chicken and you hear the toilet flush.
The other day I was eating some pork chops. While I'm trying to talk, Harry is texting me. That sure sound good.
He can hear you smacking.
Yeah,
but I think it's a good thing. And like the guy just chimed in, I don't know who it was, but, you know, just everybody talk about things and we can try to figure it out as we go and maybe we can settle up with a good race. I think so far I'm with Wayne. At first I had doubts, but it started to sound pretty good, especially if I can make it to that Z-Max race. Man, I love to go down there. Go four wide. Ooh-wee.
So well, that date is set for October the 19th, that Saturday. I think it's the 18th, October the 18th. So that's something that people can start, you know. That date is already set.
Okay.
Hey, Terry.
If
one car's on a 28 or a 28W and he's lined up against a car with a 29W, does a 28W get lane choice?
Yeah, he's a smaller tire.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
The smaller tire always will get lane choice.
Yeah, Dougie.
Uh-oh.
Who's this?
Who you think it is, Dougie?
Vic.
Hey, Dougie.
You better put an extra quart of oil on that thing when it's leaking out of the starting line. You're going to need it at the other end. Because McCormick Place is sitting trying to get your address because that three quarts of oil on the floor, the union man is trying to wipe that up and send somebody a bill.
Hold on, Dougie. You barely can talk. I want you to have a heart attack or talking on the phone now. Calm down.
Hey, what's this? I hear your buddy got pulled over and over there in Hobart or somewhere, and some police officer said Turbo GT's gonna drag your fucking ass, and then he walked out back in his front car and drove away.
I ain't heard nothing about that.
No, you go get on your fucking phone and find out, because I guarantee it happened, because I seen the police officer Sunday, and he said lock in the 1,000, and then he rolled his window back up.
It must have been a Gary cop, and that was probably Peter. He got a long team.
Dude, that made my day, man.
Pete got a lane too whenever he get a car together. How about that?
He's betting with us.
I don't give a damn who betting with you. What race y'all
got going, Vic?
We locked in to run Turbo GT out the back door.
Oh, my goodness. With what?
With the yellow car.
Oh, okay. When is that happening?
So Fred Flintstone Camaro with a tire about as wide as a Fred Flintstone mobile, but ain't it gonna matter?
Hey, let me tell you something. One thing about it is this: we didn't tell you what the bill. Don't tell us what to build. Get your ass in the line.
Hey, we're already locked in, man. There ain't nobody telling about that. I tell you what, if we lose, we go back again, you pull all the rocker arms off and put them back on, and we'll race you again for another $5,000.
Do what?
The same day. The same race Skin told you at Byron. You race us and beat us, you pull all the rocker arms off and put them back on, we'll race you again for another $5,000.
Hey, Doug,
is you trying to tell me that they can't set rocker arms? Is that what you're trying to say?
Well, hey, if you're in a fireball like three lug, 5 feet off the starting line, he may have a chance. But if it bumps, he's going to get gapped by about 45 cars, because I guarantee you we will make a clean pass 100%, and he better run a number, because I guarantee you at 131, we will run a number. I promise you that.
I know one thing for sure. Vic can set all that. Vic is a hell of a tuner, so I hope that ain't what you were about to say, basing on.
Well, when he was with the Hulk, he wouldn't even come lock on me when I was driving the Hooker. He was scared to death of that car.
You full of shit. We couldn't get down the track. Now get it right. Get it right.
Okay.
We couldn't get down the track. So what, I'm going to lock in and we can't get down the track?
Well, I hope that big player Promo gets down the track, because I guarantee we will.
We don't have a pro mod. Quit saying we got a pro mod. We got a damn drag car, and we're going to drag your ass. So just understand that.
You motherfucker. That's just fine.
Pro mod.
You better play the, hey, you pedal that car one time, you burp the throttle one time, your pockets are going to get real, real light, real, real quick.
I understand, but
Hey, you know something? I remember last year somebody disrespecting us for about 8 hours out of the day, and at 6 o'clock when they got to the line, they got their fucking ass drug at 41. So you just keep the we just promise you this: we will make a clean pass. Bring your shit, and
one
it better be right.
I know who you're talking about. I'm not. We don't have. We not the gangster blue. We not from Mississippi. We from Indiana. Damn it, nah. We gonna show you what time it is. We just let you know you don't run shit around here but your mouth.
Last year, we couldn't get two people to race us to the quarter mile. Now, if you guys feel like you're ready to step up, we will be more than happy to entertain that.
What you mean if? We already done stepped up.
So we will be looking
for ideas, so that means we stepped up, Dougie.
That's good. Hey, we will. Listen, you come over, I'll even buy you lunch that day, because I'm going to feel bad when we take all that money from you guys. I might even have a cold beer. I might even have a cold beer waiting for you, too.
You did the right thing when you sold your car and got out of racing. We're going to make you get out of racing again, motherfucker.
I didn't sell my car. I got another car in the garage, and that's another car you definitely don't want no part of. But I ain't talking about that car until it's running.
What is it, Dougie? What is it?
It's a 95 Mustang.
A 95 Mustang?
Yes, sir.
Small tire, big tire car.
I can put a 28, a 315, a 29W, whatever I want to on there. That's how I built it. I can put any tire I want on it.
A turbo car, nitrous car.
What does it matter? It's a small block. Maybe one turbo, maybe two turbos. But when it comes out, that's why I don't say nothing about that car. When it comes out and it's running, then I'll talk. But right now, I'm with another car, and that's the car we're talking about. And I cannot wait until, when is it, July?
Yeah,
July 19th?
Yep. I can't
July
wait.
July 19th. I sure hope that the fireworks shows are all over, because I don't want to see no fireworks come out of the bottom of that oil pan and that motor you got. So I guarantee you won't be coming out of ours.
You talk a lot of shit, Dougie.
Hey, dude, you know, and don't even say you don't know. There, you better run it. You better make the hit of your fucking life racing that car.
I'm not studding that fucking car. You understand that?
Yes, sir. That's fine. You guys stunned
right,
out?
Yeah, if we were stunned you, we wouldn't have locked in. So we're not stunned that fucking car.
No one's saying you're not. When I seen the video you guys locking in, I couldn't get to the ATM fast enough. And the only bad thing is they only give me 300 days.
Well, you can't get to the ATM fast enough on the 19th because you're going to pay out. You're going to be just like a fucking slot machine that's rigged up. Get ready.
Don't worry. I won't be rolling in no pennies. I'll be rolling in hundreds. Just make sure you got enough of them when you come.
Where's this race at, y'all?
131 in Michigan.
At 131, locked in.
Are you guys getting the test pit?
Say what?
Mick, I'm not sure the whole beat. Are you guys getting a test hit?
Yeah, we gonna make a test hit.
Oh, it ain't off the trailer?
No, it wasn't locked in off the trailer.
Gotcha. You may have half a chance then.
Man, let me tell you something.
Hey, how much is the lockup, Bunny?
The lockup was 500.
Oh, they always pay our gas when you guys break something before you guys race us. So at least we'll get us back to Outback and buy lobster on your ass in a prime rib. Getting back from 131, it's only about 200. It's only about 200 in gas each way.
You sound like a fucking hater, Doug. All you keep saying is if we break something. You just want us to break something, don't you?
Hell no. I
want
to fucking...
I don't
listen.
Want you to break nothing. I want you to be at your best so we can show you that you ain't shit, Doug.
Proof? Who? Now, I'm not saying last year we didn't beat ourselves a couple times, and we did beat ourselves a couple times. We did.
Doug,
100%.
Doug, I'm going to leave you alone because you're getting tied up in your words and stuff. I don't want you to have a stroke tonight.
I'm having fun. I'm having fun.
Doug, you are getting winded, so slow down a little bit.
No. I can go all night. All I got to say
Doug.
To my poor man Vic is don't get anywhere near me near the start line. When I see that light come on in my lane, you're the first person I'm looking for, because I'm going to shake your hand and kiss you on the cheek and say, pay me.
Hey, by the time this show over, you're going to need a turbo on your ass to breathe.
That's okay. I got an oxygen machine in there if I need it too bad. All right, so
you better.
4:30 in the morning comes real quick.
I'll see you in July, Doug. I'm going to leave you alone.
Hey, you know, your buddy on Facebook said, have you been in the seven-second club? You better get a little better than that. You're going to come mess with us.
I'm not studying you, motherfuckers. Do you understand that? Do you understand
yes,
the words
sir.
Coming out of my mouth?
I understand them words 100%.
All right.
You better hope that motor right, that chassis right, and everything else is right. Because you guys better make the pass of your life in order to get by us.
Sounds good, Dougie.
We'll see you soon, my man.
That's right. Be prepared.
Hey, Vic.
Yo.
When's the next car show?
I don't know. I missed the World of Wheels. I didn't put my car in there this year.
Oh, no?
No.
They banned you from McCormick Place this year?
Say what?
They banned you from McCormick Place this year?
It wasn't that McCormick Place, motherfucker. It was at Donald E. Stevens.
Convention Center, wherever the fuck that car shows are at.
Damn, Doug, calm down, man. I don't want you to die tonight. Calm down.
All right, guys. I got to be at work at 4:30 in the morning. Have a good night.
Take your ass to sleep, man. Get you some sleep.
Now, you know what? I'll tell you something. You fuck me all up now the rest of the night. Because I ain't never sleep thinking about all that money I'm going to take from you later.
I hope you wake up tomorrow. I'm praying for you.
I hope everybody that I know wakes up tomorrow.
I will make sure I check on
it. Hey, man, I got too many friends that are dealing with cancer and dealing with all kinds of stuff, man. So I hope everyone wakes up tomorrow.
That's right. Bye, Dougie.
Have a great night, buddy. See ya.
You too, man.
205-513-3. 205-513.
Who's this?
It's Sleepy, man. What's going on, Sleepy? Dude, I was definitely going to tell Big Dougie alone, man. I ain't never said a word
that
you said,
man.
Big, you need to teach your minds, man. I didn't understand not one word that man said, man.
Sleepy, what's going down, partner?
Right. Look, man, I've been took up this, man. I couldn't take it no longer, man. I was going to tell Vic to leave that man alone, man. I sit there laughing, listening to the show, listening about the girl put off, and then Vic and Dungy got to talking, man. I got lost in emotion, man.
312-4140, who's this?
It's
Tom.
4140.
What's up,
Fury?
Hey, who's this?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? What's up, Fury?
Who's this?
This Tom from the East Side Stranglers.
Gotcha.
I was just listening in. Nothing much. How's it going?
All right.
Just listening in to the guys talk. I'm going to sit back on you.
It's getting about that time, ready
to
smell that rubber.
Yeah, everybody got the shakes now.
Yeah.
The real drugs don't come out.
Yep. Yeah, this playoff I think will be all right. I was kind of worried about it in the beginning too.
Oh yeah, Terry.
Yeah.
Hey man, you better stop trying to throw me out there to Dennis and Kevin them too.
Why is that?
Because every show you keep on mentioning that. It's going to happen in due time.
It's going to happen?
In due time.
I can't wait for that one. Yep. So, yep, everyone's car should be finishing up soon.
Yeah, they're getting close. I got some kids for sale, too. Got all kind of shit. I'm selling everything.
Yeah. Got to pay for these cars.
Me too. Huh? I'm with you. I get that. I'm trying to sell anything, goddamn. Try to get something going.
Exactly. Anything I don't need is gone. Out of here. Go.
Yeah. Looks like it might be an early night tonight.
No, calm down. Might be all right. You already started. You started late. Don't try to leave early.
Gotta
leave
early.
Ain't nobody saying that. What's going on?
Uh-oh. I just seen a mic. Hang on.
Uh-oh.
Vic, you're going to like this one.
Uh-oh.
219-2285. Your mic's open.
What the hell's going on?
That damn boomer.
Hey, don't you sit there and let Terry scare you like that. If Dennis and Kevin want to run your ass, goddamn it, you gonna run them. Yeah, that ain't nobody. They can get whooped like anybody else. Hell, you
I didn't say they scared me. I said it's gonna happen in due time.
Oh, hang on. That was the wrong number. 219-5340. Your mic's open.
Here's the right damn number, Terry. What the hell going on?
Hey, I just want to know one thing. Vic, are you ready to lose your money?
Man,
that's big old, that's Big Aaron. I hear you, baby. What's going on, Big Aaron?
anybody that's on the show right now will get drugged. Lock in, 500 on 5,000 or better. Now what?
Anybody.
Anybody on the show.
Stop blasting.
8 Mile.
Who said that? Who said that?
Leon.
Leon's scared. He already told me I heard. He said Tweety Bird lied to me when I told him I heard he wanted to race.
Yeah, I saw that.
Hey, Tweety Bird, y'all put Tweety Bird in and I might race this hot ass.
Hey.
Hey, I'm going to stop all them hot mouths jumping on there, picking and choosing. Get their ass on them cars.
I tell you what we're going to do, Leon. We'll race you heads up. We're going to bet our $2,000 to your $1,000. Now what?
Hey, look.
Wow.
I'm going to tell you like this. Look, I'm going to tell you like this. You got turbo, right?
Yes, sir.
I got a Camaro for that.
It's
always a goddamn turbo. I ain't racing no turbo car. But I got a 69 Camaro turbo. It'll be
here. Well, if you got a 69 Camaro turbo, you can bring it the same day that we race that yellow Camaro that Vic's going to be driving. We'll take his 5,000, then we'll take your 5,000 after it.
I bet you won't, because you can't bet enough, because ain't nobody going to bet no 5,000 while you're talking.
Vic, how much are we locked in for?
Hey, listen. If that Camaro be ready, ain't no 5,000 nowhere. I'm gonna see where your heart at.
Vic, how much are we locked in for?
Well, you know what is locked in for. 500 on 5,000.
That's right. So you're trying to tell me we ain't gonna bet 5,000?
You ain't gonna bet enough, man.
More.
But that's listen, you ain't
listen. I'm here at work trying to make money. I ain't got time to listen to all this BS. If somebody else wants to lock in, you right now.
Well, you can't
lock
in. You can't face right now.
Huh?
You got a job?
That's right, I got a job. I don't work my ass off every day.
I'm glad.
And the car, our paint job is almost done on the car.
Oh, yeah? That's good. I'm happy to hear that.
We had to put some new paint on so we could put the stripe right down that yellow Camaro.
Yeah, well, you should have waited. I'm going to be turning the motherfucker over. I'm going to be back in the paint shop.
Hey, Vic.
Hey, what car y'all
going
to run the yellow Camaro with?
Turbo GT.
Man, Turbo GT.
Turbo
GT going to get the same thing WA gave y'all. He gapped y'all ass.
No, you think he did? Hey, that would put a 2810.5 on and said heads up.
No. For that chance, listen, they call it grudge racing. For that chance, you do what you got to do to win. Ain't no such thing putting no 28 nothing.
Hey, he already beat his heads up, so we need something, right?
I know you did.
Need some more motor.
Hey, look here. We tried them. See, we tried them because we like to race. Ain't nobody else. Nobody else tried them. You tell me who tried them besides Cole Killer.
Well, why y'all didn't try Cole Killer since he liked to race?
He tried to race Cole Killer. He wouldn't make it right.
Man, he blowed y'all ass out, man.
Hey, we tried to race it to a quarter mile. Heads up, he would not do it.
The man don't run no quarter mile. Well, you ain't trying to race when you try
and
to
we,
run, man.
And we do, so what's the difference?
Exactly.
Hey, you get your pass again. Hey, don't y'all want the rematch with Dante?
Listen, I'm going to go back to work. I don't have too much time to be wasting on this stuff. But if you guys need me, you know where my number's at. Vic, you know how to get a hold of me.
Ain't no racing season in the way.
Hey, Terry,
go back to work. Make up some money.
Terry, you on there?
Yeah.
Is there any more action coming off this show tonight?
Not sure. Why, you want to lock in? I think 901's on there.
And they're coming up here July 26th or July 19th?
I think they'll be up here 26th. I don't know what they're bringing, though.
You guys all know.
They bring a lot of shit.
We tried to race them last year. They wouldn't race us after we beat the Gangster Bootu, and we're probably not going to get a race this year, but we will race. You guys all know that.
Man, y'all talking about 4 mil. Y'all beat the Gangster Bootu because that mother was leaking, man. You know how y'all won that race. Man, don't feel like that.
I'm right.
It was leaking.
That car was leaking, man. You see that car all over the track, man.
The Gangster Bootu.
That was last.
You know,
Leon,
hey,
that
was
2 years
still
ago.
2 years ago against Plumber Kevin, man.
Gangster Bootu, yeah, not the first Gangster Bootu.
Hey, they don't want that the Gangster Bootu because he's coming. They matter now.
I already talked to
him.
Man. I already talked to him. I told him if he comes exactly how that car sits before it races off the trailer, we will race him. He will not race off the trailer.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. If you come to somebody else's track, shit, ain't nobody gonna do that.
Well, hey, if he's got the same size tire on as we do, he can make all the test passes as he wants.
Hey, man, listen, man. You got plenty of time. We ain't even started racing yet, man. Go and put you a tie on your car and go on the race, man.
hey, just imagine if I spent about $5,000 and put a full tub in that car and came out on 29.5, 10.5s. What would everybody do then?
Hey,
bro. Well,
I heard crickets.
Hey, we ain't everybody. Hey. We're going to do the same thing we're doing now. Lock in.
All right. Well, hey, I know, hey, Vic, I know you a man are ready to race.
Damn right.
You guys ain't scared. You know why? That's because you're real Indiana boys, just like us. I don't know about Leon. He's out there in Michigan City.
Yeah, y'all just got ready. All this space been going on AC. Y'all down south nowhere. We got down south for charity.
We were in Georgia last year. Where were you?
Yeah, that don't count as a grudge race, Evans.
Thank you, Jerry.
That ain't a grudge event. It don't count as a grudge event.
All right, listen, guys, I got to go.
Yeah, go make some money.
You guys have a good night.
See ya.
Jesus, man.
Talk that old ass shit if you have 29 on. 29 in your ass. Put a tie on your tie, man.
It's going to be an interesting year, Terry.
No, you ain't lying.
Yes, it is.
You ain't lying.
Who was that, Terry? Terry, who was that?
Where?
What's on the phone?
Big Vic?
No, it was Aaron Evans.
Oh, Aaron Evans. Aaron Evans.
Oh, Aaron. God damn that damn Aaron. That's why I was talking shit to his ass. Go back to work.
Yep.
I'm going to get my race car woke up so we can wake up and check.
Hey, God damn, Terry, y'all were quiet tonight. I guess it's getting 18. I told y'all. I say when it start warming up around these shoulders, gonna start getting soft. These bubbles get scared. They quiet now. They say everybody's standing back.
Who that laugh? That gotta be Wayne.
I don't think Wayne's on. No, Wayne ain't on.
Wayne
might be
ain't
Terrell.
On.
It's one of them East Side strugglers.
Oh, I told him I gave him an option last week.
Yeah, the Stringlers and got quiet too. You know you hear them on tonight.
Who's
yeah,
that?
Y'all say the Stringlers and Strugglers. Which one is it? He's playing games right now, boy.
Get
scared. Games around here.
Hey, Leon.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna do shit. You ain't big. I'm listening to y'all gay ass trying to talk about somebody, man.
Hey, man, ain't nobody getting you gay,
bro. I knew you was gonna chime in.
Yeah.
I told you.
Hey.
Lock in, man.
Hey, Vic.
What's happening? Lock in.
Hey, Vic, I'm bumping to one of your motor guys, man.
You say what?
I'm bumping to one of your buddies, man. One of your buddies bumped into me and was like, yeah, I got Vic car in my garage right now. He blown up. I'm like, Vic locked in with me on that car. Uh-huh.
Hey, Terrell, Vic ain't blowing up. Anytime he need a motor, we got motors. Ain't no such thing about we blowing
man,
up.
He did a motor for that state pro mod he got. He blown up.
Well,
why man need a motor?
I tell you what. When you get
I'll
ready,
tell
you
what.
Your ass, I
get your
shit to,
all you got to do is lock in.
There you go.
All you got to do is lock in. I'm going to take that fake pro mod and fake run up in your ass.
I ain't worried about it. Look at here, boy. I got a motor for you, man. I'm trying to do better. I got a motor for you.
I don't need nothing you got. Nothing you got, man. All you got to do is say you want to race. Terrell, I'm going to make something real sweet for you. What you need to race me, man?
Vic, I don't need nothing with you, Vic, but I'm not going to lock in with you, Vic. We on the same premises, we got to race.
Well, quit talking shit.
No, you started it, Vic. You my man, though, Vic.
And I'm trying to finish it.
Hey, I got an East Side Strangler motor for you, Vic.
You say what?
I got an East Side Strangler motor for you. Come on and get it, man.
shit. That shit ain't gonna do nothing to me.
No, go across the border.
I already told you, man. I told you this. We are. I told you just like this. You got the fake Incredible Hulk. We got you got the Hulk. We got the real Incredible Hulk. All you gotta do is say you want some action. We're gonna take that blue moon version.
Hey,
what?
Terrell.
Yeah.
Terrell.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Now, you know, y'all both. You know, Vic and Mandem had the Incredible Hulk. Now you got the Incredible Hulk. Now whoever get the head whooped, they got to eliminate that name. You know that, don't you?
No, I got the Hulk. They got the Incredible Hulk. It's different. I got the new version. They got the cartoon version. The old animated version.
You got to do is lock in, man.
I'm not locking
lock
in, Vic. Vic, why I got to lock in with you, man? Vic, okay. Vic, let's lock 50 on 1,000.
Lock what?
Let's lock 50 on 1,000.
You get it.
Yeah, let's
lock
in a couple hundred, man.
Lock in 50.
That's how much I want to get up in his ass. Lock it in.
Lock in $50.
It's locked.
What car? That green car. I mean, that blue car.
No, the blue car. The blue Mustang.
Stock suspension, right?
Stock suspension.
Eight mile.
You have. I don't give a fuck.
8 mile.
What? Quarter mile. I don't give a fucking 8 mile.
We're running 8 mile.
Eight
mile.
Hey, Terrell.
Man,
quarter mile,
man.
If y'all stop that 8 mile shit, man, we gonna stop boring y'all asses from the track, man. You know ain't no more running, man. Stop that.
Leon, man, 41 got potholes on the other 660 on the end.
Don't go to 41.
Hey, you shouldn't even want to go to 41. You tore your cop down and goddamn, I wouldn't want to go back down there.
We can do it at 161. We can do it at the 31. But we can do it at Byron.
Okay, we'll set up with track. When that time comes, we're going to lock in 50 or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, you
any track you want to lock in it.
I make a fan
of. Any track you want to go to.
Okay. I will definitely let you know.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So, Twitter, y'all locked in 50 on the 1,000?
Yeah. Or better.
Yeah.
50 or on better. 1,000, head up, Pro Tree, at Byron up on the Grove.
Out the back door, not no fucking 8 mile.
Hold on,
hey,
8 4
hey,
quarter.
Hey, Terrell, Terry.
Quarter mile, man.
That's the Terry ring.
8 mile, man.
No damn 8 mile shit, quarter mile.
Man, what an 8, man. Hey, Vic, you scared to go out the back door, Vic? Vic, you scared to go out
what?
The back door?
Who can't? You say
yeah,
what, man?
You can't go out the back door. Hold on for a minute, man. Hold on.
Hey, Vic.
Yeah.
If them brothers ain't trying to run out the back door, man, go tell them go plant some potatoes or something, man.
Man, we're not running no 8 mile. We're going out the back door.
Man. Come on, dude.
Yeah.
No, man, that's wrong, man. Now, you know we race up here. They can stop there talking about that 8 mile shit.
Hello?
Yeah. Up here.
We yeah.
can go full
fight. Yeah. Terrell.
Hey, Terry.
What?
Yep.
Hey, Terry, ain't you got a race? Don't you have a race coming up?
May 3rd at the Grove.
May 3rd. There you go, Terrell.
You want to run there?
Do a Terry race. Big find that mother out the back though, man. But I want you to pass the gas on his ass. These mother talking shit like that to you. Don't let him that easy way out.
Terrell,
man, be out the back though.
Terrell,
hello,
you
hey
doing,
Terry.
General? That mother fried tomatoes, man.
Hey Terry.
Yeah.
At the area from Detroit, Young Money trying to get in. I think it's 313-9502. Turn his mic on.
Tell him
He wouldn't call the motherfucker to get on you, Leon.
What's the number?
No, I ain't called him.
Oh, hang on. Here it is, 9502. 313-9502. Your mic's open.
What's going on, everybody?
I ain't starting no trouble, man. I just want to listen, man. I'm working on my car.
Nice
little field. Vic always shut
up
down. Man, work on this car, man.
What's up, man?
No, I'm talking about, I ain't talking about Aaron. We cool. I'm talking about you, Terrell. May 3rd.
I told you. We locked in already, brother.
May 3rd. Can we race May 3rd at the Grove? Huh?
At the Grove?
Yeah. May 3rd.
I don't know. No, can't lock in May 3rd.
You ain't trying to race, man. You ain't trying
to
race.
Terrell,
I want you to grow your guy, man. Huh? You ain't trying to grow your guy. You ain't
trying to race. Aaron. Yes,
sir. What's happening, man? What's going on, Leon? Hey, listen, you're Terrell, man. What y'all ran? 8 mile or quarter mile?
Quarter out the back door.
Terrell, you better stop it. You ran Aaron out the back door. You ran me out the back door, motherfucker. Go blow you a garden or something. You know mother's going to run out the back door.
No, let me explain something to you. No, hey, Leon, I rock the back door, but Vic scared his own cop, man. I want him to T-bone my ass, man. He can't handle that shit on the end.
Stop it, man. I don't want nobody wrecked this year. I want some racing. I don't want nobody wrecked. Don't say that. What you say?
Vic be wrecking on the end,
Vic,
man.
He say not Vic. He say he gonna plant some corn this year.
I tell you what, Terrell, since you got a big
fat stop it, Vic. Stop it, Vic. Stop it, Vic. I'm stopping.
He got a big ass mouth, and I'm tired of his mouth. What you need to the ace with my car against your car? Since you talking.
Give me the break. Give me the break to the ace.
That's all you need. You got the back tire.
We talking about, wait, what car we talking about? We ain't talking about the Pro Mod.
My car. Since you talk, that's what you talking shit about.
What car? Big Train, y'all got a lot of cars in our count, man. What car are you talking about?
Cold Cup.
The Wild Man.
Hell no, I ain't finna run that car, man.
Oh, that's what I thought. Keep your fucking mouth closed then, nigga.
No, I run that green car. That green car. Come on, man. You got to put a Pro Mod on me, man. Come on,
man. Don't run that green car head up.
Leon, run that green car head up. But I'm not going to run that Pro Mod head up.
Right, run the green car head up. Out the back door. And Terry's race.
Yeah, I like that.
Why can't you do it May 3rd? I can't do it May 3rd.
When you going to be ready, man?
I'll be there, but my car won't be there.
When you going to be ready?
I'll let you know, Vic. I can reach you.
He ain't going to be ready, Vic.
You don't want to race.
I'm going to be ready. I'll be ready June 7th. May 3rd, I won't be ready. I know I won't be ready.
Okay. You'll be ready June 7th?
Yeah, I'll be ready June 7th, yeah.
What race is that? What is that?
That's Shell race.
Man, that man ain't going to be ready, man.
That man Shell race is ready. 7.
That man should be ready by the end of May. By the end of May, everybody should be ready.
Around the end of May, yeah. Maybe I won't be ready May 3rd.
Hey,
Hey,
Terrell, you better be ready by May 31st because the playoffs start.
Man, I got to talk to Kevin, the race engineer, man. I got to do my headers and stuff, man.
Yeah, don't wait for them. Go to somebody else. If they're slow, shit, there's more places out there.
Kevin's going to take care of
them. Kevin will take care of them.
I'm going to make a personal phone call and make sure he take care of
them. Hey, man, do like Three Love, dude. Three Love going and gang bang him, man, and they fix his headers in 3 days to get him on out of there, man.
I'm going to make sure they take care of him and get him ready.
Hey, Vic, he making headers. Don't get that motherfucker shit running head up out that back door, man. He ain't getting nothing.
I'm not stuck that man. All I want him to do is get in the lane next to me.
It's going to happen, Vic.
Damn, what else? Your head is for real?
14, boy. What'd you say,
head?
Damn, your head for real.
I know, man. I'm wanted. I'm wanted in Chicago, man.
No, you ain't want it. You just floating around. You floating around right now, buddy. But it's going down.
Yeah, what's been happening, man?
Shit, working, man. Feel good out here in the garage.
Yeah, you look pretty good. You look pretty good down there, Mikey O'Reilly.
708-63-69. Your mic's open.
Huh?
What's going on, Terry?
Can't be on no woolly bonds this year. I don't even want to run them. I'm not even running them.
Oh, I ain't mad at you.
I've been trying to practice.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Stand up in the air. Yeah, them boys down there riding down there.
Well, they got more time than we got.
So yeah,
they
spoke.
We ain't got that much time to do that.
Hell no. That's why I went. I kind of threw some shit together in like 3 days just to go.
Yeah, y'all put a little rush on that.
Yeah, I damn near tore this bitch up. Bullshitting. I ain't never told that no more. Accelerator stuck open on this motherfucker. I'm lucky the nitrogen didn't come on. I'd have told this bitch probably.
Y'all got cable or rod?
I got a rod.
It hit the hood scoop.
Oh.
The bitch opened up and it hit the hood scoop and got hung up. My dumb ass was trying to look down there and cross the lane in front of Matt Paul. Lucky got the gas though, shit. Yeah.
Thank God that didn't happen, man.
Yeah, it was meant to be. That nitrous didn't come on, so if I'd had that nitrous on, I'd probably fuck him up. That was a plus, so fuck it.
Yeah,
That's a nice ass track. I like that track. That's a nice track.
That's the track got the grass on the side to side.
It's a trip the way you come up the hill when you do the burnout. You can't even see the track. I'm like, damn, you can't even see the motherfucking track.
And then
like
going
the
down the hill.
Yeah, Grove. That's how I feel, like the Grove. Looks like I got the Grove and a little bit of Byron going down the hill.
Yeah, I'm coming down there for Donnie A race.
Donnie A race at Cordova.
I thought that was the same Grove.
No, Grove. They won, talking about. Yeah, Donnie A race at Cordova.
Who got the Grove track? Anybody?
Terry.
Oh, that's what Terry races at.
Yeah.
Heard that's a nice ass track.
Yeah.
What's going on with that track, Odago? Are they supposed to not be opened up this season?
Shit, Junior and them got it. Junior and Kimo and them got it. And Biz.
No, it's supposed to be open. They were just talking crazy on the thing. It's all right.
That's somebody else posted that shit up there. It wasn't even the people who posted that up there.
Terrell.
Yeah.
Hey, I just got a text. Called race on Monday. They'll get your headers done for you right now.
Uh-oh. You'll be ready to prepare for Terry race. You hear that, Vic?
Okay.
Thanks, Terry.
Yep.
When Terry race? When your race, Terry?
May 3rd.
Damn, same day as ours. Fuck.
Yep. Yep.
I got three races locked in, too.
What race is that May 3rd, Aaron?
Wayne's race.
Man, y'all supposed to be getting together in off these days,
man. That's a Grudge race, man.
Yep.
Yeah, how you going to do that, man?
There ain't nothing I can do about it. You know what I mean? None of us talked about it. Neither one of us. So.
Everybody's network, man.
Yeah.
Damn, man.
That's
going
to be fucked up. So. Where's Wayne race at 31?
No.
Shit, I want to go to that first race.
Yep.
And when is our first ET race?
I think it's the 16th or the 19th or something.
19th.
The 19th.
Yeah.
I got to come to that first one. I'm going to try to be ready.
Wayne said something about Milan was supposed to open this weekend, maybe, but they're going to hold off till this
next week. Next week.
Yeah.
They open next week.
I think Wayne said they're going to hold off till the first no ET because of the way the weather is.
Oh, I called them yesterday. They said they open it on the 12th.
Oh,
they
okay.
Answered the phone.
Yeah,
they like,
know,
we open it on the
12th.
They said, we open it up on the 12th. I said, okay.
Yeah.
I'm just checking. I want to smell some rubber. I'm coming. I ain't seen no car, but I'm coming. Nah, we supposed to take Nappy car out there though. Fuck around with it.
I see ya. Y'all got a couple races like already locked in for the first no ET, don't y'all?
Well, shit, we switched ours to all the May race now.
Yeah.
They so wanted to do them on May. Yeah, I got three of them. Shit, Wayne got a few. Shit, Wayne got about two or three.
Who you racing there?
I got Mark Crank, Vaughn, and Regulator racing that Jacktown Hustler car.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like y'all got full schedule.
Man. Yeah.
I think I should be ready. I'll be in the house.
I gotta get the track be ready.
It should be ready. They open up and start. They don't have no free racing, do they? And make the spectators pay.
Well, they have free street cars. That's why I think the street car is going to be out there a lot this the next week.
Now, see, like up here, the Grove have a whole month of free racing. You just pay for the spectators to get in. The cars get the race free. Just
yep.
Get the rubber on the track.
Damn.
I don't know why they don't do that.
Probably a good idea.
Yeah, that's how they get the rub on the track real good.
Last time they had that, me and Nitrous Big Shot and Brian David, it was snowing. When we went down, it was snowing like a motherfucker.
Damn, y'all want the race.
I was like, damn, it's snowing.
You all had some grudge racing Sunday in Detroit.
You want to put on street racing?
Yeah.
They were live
racing.
At that
yeah, some street racing.
Hey, Leon.
Yo.
When did Kanye race?
A week after Lit Tony's. That's kind of messed up, too, because Kanye races a week after Lit Tony race, and that's the same week drag race.
Hey, and it's the same day as a meltdown.
That's crazy, man. I don't know how everybody ended up doing that.
Byron?
That's too much going on in one day. Can't do it.
Yeah.
You got to gamble on that day.
Shit. They're going to have to do some live-by-live, see where everybody going that's on race. I'm going wherever I can get me some grudging going on.
Right. Wherever that cash at. Yeah, that's fucked up how they did that. I don't know why everybody had no communication with these races.
I told them. Y'all need to get together and don't run y'all together with Mylan or something, man.
Everybody get together and sit down and go say the day, a week, for they can have them races before. It won't be like, because you can have a whole full house if you did it right. That's why I ain't do no race.
Especially if you hurt something, you ain't even going to be able to make it back.
Right.
Get your shit fixed.
Then they have like a big schedule, man. Everybody through the whole season, 3 months, 4 months.
I don't know.
Feel good. Hell,
all I know
here,
where, all I know wherever the grudge racing at. I'm a damn near, that's where I'm gonna be at.
I heard somebody gonna whoop my ass. Call ready in a day. Come on, fucking me up. I said, damn.
What, the colors?
Yeah.
Man, get out of here.
Whoop my ass.
They've been having problems for the last, 5 years. I ain't never seen that car go down the track, man. Nice car. I don't know what's wrong, but if somebody don't know something.
They whoop my ass.
They gonna whoop your ass.
That's what he said. I ain't complaining. If I got a chance, I ain't about to tell no. I'm through with that. Take this off. Fuck it.
Man.
If I feel I can run with you, I'm going to try you.
I run with our brother. I come up to your house.
If I don't feel I can fuck with you, I ain't about to say shit to you. Fuck it. I'm straight. Move on to the next car.
Well, I tell you what, they better do something then, because I ain't going to lie. It's a nice car. It looks fast. But that car ain't never went down the track, if you ask me. I ain't never seen that car go down the track.
That motherfucker look good as fuck.
Hell yeah. It's a real nice car. But they just couldn't get it to go. I don't know if it was the driver or the engine bill or the tuner.
Fuck them. They going to win. Somebody going to win. Somebody going to lose.
That's
you
it.
Got to try. Fuck it.
Yeah. That's it. Where Chemo them at, man?
I don't know where Chemo at. I ain't talk to him. I went to call his ass today too, but I was.
That's time he usually be on. I'll usually be on the show.
Yeah, I heard him on here last. I listened to the thing. I heard him on here. That was last week.
Chemo be on everybody's show.
We banned Chemo and Biz off the show tonight.
Damn. You talking about Miss Biz?
Man, them two guys got into it so bad last night. Ridiculous. We want some peace on the show tonight.
I got to replay that. I got to hear that show, man. Damn,
Chemo and Biz?
Damn. Oh, yeah. It was bad.
Wow. They got into it like really got personal?
Well,
oh,
If they got into it, did they lock in a race?
No,
there
wasn't none about that.
Huh? Well, hey, what did they get into? What?
No,
that's going a little too far when you do that.
Right.
Yeah.
I talk shit to you, but I ain't going to go in none of your personal business or however you got going on. We about racing
that's
all
it.
The other shit. Let's smash that. That personal shit, that means somebody got a problem.
Right. That's why we banned them from the show tonight. Let
me get your mind right.
Right.
Who hosted the show last night?
DJ.
DJ. Yeah.
I'm gonna go back there and check it out.
Damn, they cut up like that. I ain't even heard from Chemo then. That's why.
It was real bad, Leon.
It was real bad.
Yeah, they got a real bad argument, man.
Hell, they can get in that bad an argument with Beard in Atlanta and Chemo in Detroit. And Beard ain't got nothing to whoop Chemo with, so how could, and they didn't lock in.
That's the problem. They wouldn't talk about racing. That's where the problem is.
Well, you know what? I'm going to say this. When they go to go into somebody's personal business and shit, they need to just mutate or cut them off or mutate phone. Don't even let it go that far. If I had a show,
They couldn't push the button fast enough.
I'd have cut them off. I'd have just took them off the show. Cut them off here.
They couldn't push the button fast enough. They was on other lines. They was on different people's lines. They wouldn't do on their exact phone number.
Whoever line they had on there, they was wrong for letting that go on like that, because that's the stuff we be talking about. You never know who's on these shows listening on these shows.
Right. Well,
if I got three lug on the line and he arguing and cussing and saying some unnecessary stuff, I'm cutting him off, especially if he's on my line. I don't care.
Well, you know, if you put three lug on it, you know a three lug got to get down. That's my
man. Well, yeah, I ain't never heard him get nothing personal about nobody's business.
No.
Though. You know, but he just talking
gonna crack some jokes,
about race.
Talking shit.
Right.
Yeah.
See, Chemo and Beard should have raced back a long time ago. See, they didn't get that race out now. Beard, they got nothing to run Chemo with, so I don't know what they're fussing about now.
Too much garbage, that's all.
Take that shit out down at 660 or that 1320.
That's right.
That's
keep it racing.
Yeah. Hey, Aaron.
Yes, sir.
Hey, me and you talk shit. When you whooped my ass up there at 131, we was down there laughing, talking to each other.
Hell yeah.
We went down and called these other bitches and hoes and none of that stuff.
No.
That's
having
how gentlemen
fun,
do it. That's how gentlemen
Leon,
do it.
Leon, what the hell is you eating?
Man, you know me. I'm putting something down real light. Hey, I got enough for lunch tomorrow, so I couldn't eat no more for lunch. I mean a bowl of cereal. I ain't even lie.
For real.
I got some sweet peas, baked chicken, and some mashed potatoes I sell, but it's only enough for one plate, so I'm going to save that for lunch tomorrow. So I'm on a diet tonight.
I thought you cooked one of them cakes you be baking, Mug.
No, you know what? I just stocked up on them. I ain't fixed none of that because I had gained some weight. I had to get down, man. My little ass was weighing my 200, man.
I know over these snow days we didn't have. I didn't gain some weight too. I didn't gain 18 pounds. Man. I don't know what I'm
doing. I ain't never weighed no 200.
You ain't lying.
You better put that collar, y'all.
Hey, I gotta get a like her, man. I know me and him gotta get back beside each other again.
Hey, Leon. Yeah. Hey, Leon, when you with me, on the end, we wouldn't call each other bitches and hoes, was
it? I ain't had no reason to.
You should have and shouldn't.
Hey, I come to win some money, man. All that other stuff, I ain't gonna get in there. We can be friends. Hey, listen, we enemies until we turn off that track.
Hey, when you in that burnout box on the side of me, ain't nothing to talk about.
Hey, shit to talk about.
Nothing to talk about.
You turn off that finish line. Oh man, we the best of friends, man. Like we've been knowing each other for 20 years, and that's the way it should be.
That's true.
Yeah, we get more
talk
shit.
Yeah. Hey,
whoop
me. I'm coming back.
Yep.
You're gonna flat out just run away from me. I'm like, I can't fuck with you. I'm gonna take my head off to you. I can't fuck with that man. He a little too fast for me. I'm gonna stay in my lead.
You know what? That would be wrong with a lot of them. They scared to get on these shows and tell the truth. Like that's a crime
Harry,
if you tell the truth.
Harry, I know you ain't talking. I know you be getting it in, be talking crazy all the time.
Hey, I said I wasn't doing it, but all of them told me stop doing it. You make this shit funny. So I like, you know what, I'm just going to race and fuck it. But they was like, man, you got to talk shit, man.
Aaron, they ain't going to happen with you because I'm the same way. They get up under your skin, you going to snap now.
I just talk shit. I'm trying to get you to race me.
Right.
I just want to race.
That's the way to do it. That's the way I get it.
I'm too old to be fighting. Shit, fuck that shit.
Man, look, man, I got two twins. They ain't got time to be fighting. I fight down at 1320, or I might fight down at 660. Other than that, hey, man, I don't want no trouble with all that old, with that old other shit. There ain't no witness, and I ain't trying to go hold nobody in my arms until the wagon gets there.
We too old now. Teeth don't grow back and all that shit.
Right?
Fuck that shit.
So
I'm good.
I can't suck pussy through a straw.
This is going
crazy.
Yeah,
it takes a little work, but you can do it.
That's just nasty.
Boy, y'all crazy.
Oh, boy. That's crazy, boy. That's a good one there. Yeah, no. Hey, Vic, where you at, Vic?
I'm right here. I ain't going nowhere.
Goddamn, I thought you got them Terrell stitch you up or something. I ain't heard that.
No, I ain't worried about Terrell.
Hey, Terrell! Hey, Terrell!
Yeah.
Who
this?
That's somebody had behind the phone, man.
Yeah, that's
what that is. Yeah, they've been doing that for the last couple of weeks.
Vic all good with me, man. I like fuck with. That's my man. We're going to race, bro.
Oh, yeah.
He's still gonna be my buddy, man. We still gonna crack jokes, shake his hand, eat hot dogs, eat each other grills and everything.
Oh, you already know. Ain't no animosity like that. We talking about all I wanna do is race. All that other stuff, that's out the back door. I ain't trying to get down with all that name calling, all that. One thing I'm gonna tell you, one thing I do not like, and that's that bitch word. I just don't like when a one man call another man a bitch. I just don't like it. And I almost got into it with a mug at the track a couple years ago. I wanted to kill that little short motherfucker. I know who he is.
I know
who
he's talking about.
Oh yeah.
I
want
to kill that little motherfucker because of that.
Boy, I was standing right there. I thought you were gonna have a heart attack, boy. You was boiling.
I mean, it's just like this. Respect is respect. If you tell me don't call you something, I'm gonna respect you and don't call you that. I told the man, don't call me that. I said, respect is respect. I don't like that word. Don't call me that. And he just kept on, beep, 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 beep. You can't make me say it. I just don't like it. Well, I quit. I don't even joke with him like that no more. Cause I don't like that word. We talking about race and we going to race. Get your ass to the line. That's all. That's the worst you're going to hear me say. Get your ass to the line. Terrell.
Oh, shit.
Hey, Vic, you ain't going to have no excuses. I already got the text message. They're going to get him in right away.
I heard it. I'm glad. I told him, hey, these boys going to work it out. He ain't going to be able to do nothing but get his ass to the line.
Yeah, Terrell, you been, what kind of money you put in that Mustang you getting headers, Bill? You had headers on the last year.
Right, I was about to ask you the same thing. What you need headers for?
I'm coming out the front now. Yeah. Yeah, that damn Terrell and Bill bought a new motor. Getting headers out the front, so we know where the money at. Who got it? That's who we need to go after. Get that cash.
I'm trying. He won't lock in.
I'm trying to gap SVO in the 8th mile this year.
God dang.
Damn.
What do you want? You want hit? Wait. What'd you say? You want an SVO for the 8th?
I didn't say nothing, Terry. Somebody else have that.
Wow.
No. My God, I gamble with him.
Hey, I'm going to get to the track. And when everybody in the same house, I'm going to get the track. Call everybody out there, everybody now. It ain't winter time. It ain't no snow on the ground. And we ain't on no Wednesday, Thursday, Friday night show. Who is the baddest motherfucker down there and start taking it down?
You going straight to the top, huh?
No, I get in the middle. I ain't going to go to the top. Unless when I see something I like. Then I'm out of top. But I know I get in the middle and just keep on going. They say get that come up first. Don't get that come up first and then work on down. Hey, look, that's what I did when I ran down. Hey, Sheila won all them races that day. We had a nice piece of money in our pocket. And then I felt so good, I said, shit. Now you can't get down the track. Fuck it, I might as well try him for that little what thing we ran for about 1,000, 1,500 or something. I said, hell, I might as well go and try him, shit. Fuck it. What I got to lose? We won pretty good, Sheila. Man, that man, he hooked all day and fooled me. I got a hold to him. That man hooked that and booked down the track on my ass. I say, this mother hunts.
He probably playing possum for you.
No, he was right. He was struggling. That sucker was struggling. I guess I caught him at the wrong time. I should have caught him at that second pass. I waited to the third pass was his last pass, and he ain't run no more after that.
Yeah,
hey, that's the same story, man, because
I said, damn, Leon never go down the track. He always wreck it. I said, damn, we're going to run Leon, man. He don't get down the track. This man go down the track, made the best pass for me down the track, straight as an arrow, then turn around and go to Martin, Michigan, and Pop Willie's. I'm like, why the hell you can run me like that? It's Byron, Pop Willie and Byron on me.
Hey, Terrell, you know what? You probably would have whooped me, but, you know, I didn't even know the motherfucking freeze plug was this. And this is something I never do. When I ran you, I took that car and put in that trailer and pulled it in the yard and didn't even go in there, didn't even touch it, because I knew I was going to run Aaron. So I said, leave food with this car. I like what I see. All I got to do is cut everything on now. Man, I was in. I got up there. I don't know what happened. We had to do something to the car. And then I shook the car down, but I ain't know. I never got it warm. And when it got warm, it was skiing water out the freeze plug. I didn't even know until I pulled the motor out. The freeze plug was shooting water out of it. And I ran right in my water. Every motherfucker there with me. Everybody want to watch. Ain't nobody looking when I do the burnout. The motor didn't got warm. And it just spraying the water that I bag up. So I'm bagging up my own water. Because the car made a hard lap. I'm like, ain't no fucking way this car just did this. I ain't touched. You know, mother's like, what you do, Leon? You touch up the car? I didn't touch shit with this damn car. I don't know why this mother did what it did. But when I pulled the motor out, I seen a puddle of water sitting on the right side, on the driver's side wheel. And I seen that. I said, oh, I told three, look, they had a problem right there.
Hey, Terrell.
You got to stop using steel freeze plugs.
Hey, Terrell.
I did. Hey,
Leon,
I had two ones in there.
Watch this, Leon. Hey, Terrell, you want to run that car again?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
You want to try that car again?
Yeah, I want to try that car again.
You can get that. You can try that one again, too, Terrell.
Well, I gotta see it. Leon, you know, Leon switched cars, sold cars, and trade motors in. I gotta see what he got in that.
It ain't Leon.
Hey, Terrell. Why can't I switch cars and buy motors and shit? Everybody else doing
it. If Leon don't have that car anymore, then I can race Leon convertible then.
No, I said, do you want to run that car again?
Nah, I want to run a car. Leon own that car.
Why is that?
I want to run Leon. I want to run Leon himself. Get mine back from Leon. Nah, I want to be the car. I want to be Leon.
You run the same car.
It's back
up north again.
Yeah, but no song too though. It can be driving skills too.
Okay.
Let me say something to you, man. I've been racing a driver. Somebody want to beat the driver. I don't care about the car. Like three love. I want to be three love. Huh?
Hey, Terrell, I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah.
You ain't have enough. If you'd have been at Byron said when I clicked it off, you'd have enough. So you don't want to just race that driver. So you'd have enough.
I had enough. I broke two valve springs. I had enough.
I promise you didn't have enough. If you'd have been there Saturday, you probably wouldn't have ran me. You've been wanting me to give you something. It was only a few people. It wasn't no big mob that would get on the phone and tell.
If I'd have ran you my first pass at Byron, I'd have whooped you.
No, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't. Boy, I was doing something ugly up there. Well, we can't talk about that first night because it's over with. I don't own that car no more.
It's over with. Leave it alone, man.
But I got that convertible, though. That big old heavy car. I got the same motor, too.
You have advantage on me, Terrell.
Hey, Vic, it's like this, Vic. I'm going to run Leon. I'm going to race Leon and Leon car. That's like me trying to race Junior, Biz old car, somebody else own it. No, I want to run Biz.
Well,
he stole the car somebody
well,
else. I'm not gonna chase nobody's car around different owners to run that car.
I didn't say chase.
New car.
I just want to run it.
No, I'm gonna run whatever Leon got going on now. That's a common runner.
Okay. Well, back to you on this the Hulk, real Mustang, the real Hulk. See, you gonna lock in the what, man?
I thought y'all locked in. Y'all locked in $50 on 1,000.
Yeah,
y'all
we did.
Right, but no date. No date yet.
I can't, Vic,
I can't give you a date right now, man.
That's like me going by, and then I gotta wait for her to get done with everybody else.
Well, it is what it is, brother. I can't give you a date right now.
Hey, Vic, you gotta wait. Let him get them headers fixed first, because he said he gotta get his headers fixed. So the man on the phone said, they gonna get the headers out there, get it done. But he never did tell us why he got it done. Besides, he lied, say he put the headers in the front. He probably put a new motor in there too.
He put a Chevy motor in it. I ain't mad at him.
No, I got a Mopar.
Oh, you got a Mopar?
Yeah.
Why you want to go slower?
No comment.
Don't be all right, though.
Hey, Terry, just to give everybody breaking news, since they ain't heard, because I heard a similar thing, but ain't nobody brought it up. We lost a good one last night. Bobby Cole's son passed away. But just to let y'all know, Bobby was on the show tonight, and Bobby said Bobby Cole is back. So don't y'all get too comfortable. I don't know what that means. And Bobby Cole say he's back. Don't get too comfortable.
Who's this?
This is Rob. How you guys doing?
Good.
Hey,
what up, little Rob?
How you doing? Hey, when y'all having y'all first event with those RC cars?
We gonna open late. We gonna open sort of down towards April, towards the end of April. I'll let you know.
Okay.
Hey, Leon.
Yeah.
You heard Bobby Cole's son got killed today? Bad in an accident?
Yeah. He got killed last night.
Man, by
1 o'clock.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, they called me this morning. About 7:30.
Wow.
I mean, that's just messed up, man. Well, little ding ding.
And he didn't even get to see him.
Oh, he didn't get to see him?
Nope.
Oh, wow.
I heard he didn't even get to see him.
Wow.
And we was down there in Montgomery, Alabama, when we was on the phone with him. When he pulled Mark Mustang out the trailer, and he told his dad, I can't wait till you come home, so we going to go to work. Bobby said he got a car ready. He's going to have a car ready for him.
Man, that makes it even worse. Hey, I told him about that when we was down in, you remember when we was down in Hattiesburg at Fat Tuesday when he was walking around with all the crawfish throwing them around?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that little dude, boy, I tell you, that little dude was hung with his daddy from thick and thin, boy, and he was little.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's
right. Hey, I can step back and tell us a whole bunch of things. I sat there and watched Bobby Cole come from Memphis to the Grove and jumped in that one class with Phil Pappas now. And, man, that man broke the first. Well, he broke first gear and was leaving in second and was whooping everybody and still run 177 with that damn nose. With no first gear. The man was leaving in second gear. And still run 177 and was catching everybody. Then go right back there and wipe on those wheels, cross the legs on that ground and wipe on them wheels. That's some unbelievable stuff there, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So all I can tell everybody, just get ready because drugs racing is going to take off pretty soon. I think about the middle of next month, everybody should be really be making some noise. Terry, how y'all coming, Terry?
We got about 2 weeks.
Oh, okay. That's good.
We got about probably 2 weeks on the SVO and probably another week on Mark Alexander's car.
What y'all going to do with that car?
Race it.
Y'all going to race that car?
Yep.
Yeah?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, it should be good, yeah.
He's looking for his old car. He's looking for the old Tricky Racing Camaro. He can't find it.
It's in, I'll tell you where it's at. It's in, down by Hattiesburg.
Is it?
Yeah.
Huh.
That car is, last time I seen it was Hattiesburg. You know what? I can actually go back to my old videos. And they announce the dude's name because they always announce the name and where you, what town you from. They probably can find that guy.
Yeah, he said he'd like to get that car back.
Really?
Yeah.
And they had a small block in that thing down there then.
Yeah.
Yeah, they race down in Hattiesburg. If you catch them races down there, deep down in the south like that, that car be out. They go to the races.
Yeah, that's about it, though, man.
Oh well, fellas, I'm gonna head on up off of here, man. Y'all have a good night, Terrell. You get ready. Boomer, I'll holler at you tomorrow.
All right, man.
Y'all have a good one, man. Everybody be safe.
All right, fellas, I'm gonna go ahead and shut the show down. Ain't much going on.
Okay, Terry, we had a pretty decent night tonight. It was all right.
Oh, yeah. All right, man. I'll see everyone next Wednesday, man.
All right. Talk to y'all later.
All right.
What did you do in the kitchen?